today we've got Norm Hitzkus, the Hall of Famer, longtime ticket host,
hello,
back with us for a morning. Hello.
And hello.
It's time now, Norm, for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Yes. Boy, there was a period of my employment at the ticket, I used to fear a segment like this.
Why? Oh, my gosh, I got that laugh again.
You all right over there?
I'm getting over something, Norm.
Should we have a replacement ready for the 840 bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you want to do a character? You did a few characters in your day. You did a fake Gordo.
I did a fake Gordo.
The same way I would do fake Norm. You battled back with the fake Gordo. Maybe we should have them co-host a segment together.
That's a funny idea.
Hey, I heard my conversation with the goose a few weeks ago, by
indeed,
the way.
Yep. You know, and I'm always against doing those bits, but Junior says, hey, man, we really need to stick it to Norm and the Goose here. And I'm here, like, oh, gosh.
He's playing Little Red Riding Hood.
I don't know, man. It just, something feels wrong, man. But yeah, I'm glad at least you hear it, Norm. You hear about it. Do people text you about it, or do you listen to it when it happens live?
Oh, yeah. Or sometimes I'll hear it. I stumbled on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about your drug use, Norm.
No, I've never turned down cocaine, if that's the question you're about to ask.
You are on record,
okay,
as saying that you have never turned anyone down.
Never turned
for cocaine.
Down cocaine.
Yeah, never turned down cocaine. But you have smoked some pot in your time.
Yes.
And you grew up in the 70s, and actually you grew up in the 60s, I think, right? Late 60s, early 70s?
Well, there are some people who...
So you
felt
never
I grew up.
Up
in the 90s. But, yeah, the 60s were my teen years, basically.
Okay, so when you were smoking the pot, was it, were you like a regular pot smoker?
No.
Like you had a dealer and all that kind of stuff?
No. My roommate bought it. And... Well, we would occasionally smoke to relax in the evening.
Yes. There you go. I mean, it's fine. It's the 60s. What else are you supposed to do in the 60s?
And what are we going to do?
Protest wars and smoke pot.
What are we going to do in the late 20s this year, next year, when the legislature wipes all that out?
I know. Are you looking forward to that?
I bought 48 tins of gummies.
Oh, my gosh. Have you jumped on the gummy craze? I figured you could use it. It's a medicinal thing, right?
It is. I find that it lessens pain a bit.
Okay.
Hey, and why not? When you're in your 80s, let it all hang out.
Yeah.
YOLO.
You put in your time working hard and not smoking pot. Now it's time to not work hard and to smoke pot constantly.
Exactly. But I am getting worried the way... Doors are getting knocked on and people are being dragged out. I'm worried I could be next with my gummy collection.
You think so? With your gummy collection, jeez. You're running a pharmacy over there, Norm.
You're just kind of following in the footsteps of a friend of yours, Don Nelson. He hit his 80s and smoking out every day.
Nelly.
And loving it.
Nelly.
You ever talk to him?
Every once in a while I do. My fondest memory of Nelly, I'm not going to take over your segment here.
No, it's fine. No.
My fondest memory of Nelly was I went to visit him.
In Maui?
In Maui.
Is there more to the story?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So he picks me up at the airport in a pickup truck, which is okay. And he's got his two dogs with him. Nelly loves dogs. He's got this agreement with the
animal shelter?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. That if they find a really good dog come in, they call Nelly.
Okay.
So Nelly may have six dogs or Nelly may have nine dogs, depending. But we pull up. Nelly says to one of the dogs, stay, which the dog seemed happy to do. And the other dog hops out and we're going to Charlie's Bar, which is Nelly's bar. And Nelly, me, and the dog walk in. Nelly circles out to an outdoor table, sits down, and the dog just gets underneath the table, sits down, passes out.
Yeah. Just hangs out with him.
It's Nellie's most constant drinking partner, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
And passes out without a drink.
Yes.
And then Nellie was sleeping under the table about 30 minutes later.
Nellie's a hoot.
Wait, how old is he now?
Nellie's 85? 80-something, yeah. Yeah.
My gosh.
Nellie used to do a regular show here.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we'd have him out for the whole basketball season. We did it for 3 years. And it was trade time. And the Mavericks were looking for a shooter. And it's the year they actually traded for, remember that skinny forward Walt Williams?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Out of Maryland.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's a poet as well.
What? No, that's Walt Whitman.
Oh.
and Leaves Are Grass.
Song of Myself.
Okay. So it's a week before. So I say to Nellie, last night, a guy that sort of fits your needs, Tracy Murray, mm-hmm. was traded in mm-hmm. the NBA.
From UCLA.
Yeah, did you have any interest in him? And Nellie says, nah, he's a pain in the ass. And then he says, should I have said that? Well, it's...
He said that on the air.
On the air.
Yeah.
He was Nellie.
By the way, he's 85 now. Born in 1940.
85. And he didn't look like, at the time, he didn't look like he was taking that good a care of his diet. But I think he thinned down, didn't he?
Yeah, and now the last picture I saw of him, really long gray hair, long beard. He's just kind of...
Oh, my gosh.
He's a Maui guy.
Yep.
Doesn't he own a lot of property out there?
Yes.
God. He owns an enormous amount of property.
He's and shouldn't be allowed to because he took it from indigenous people.
True.
That's a big thing in Hawaii right now.
I think the last time I talked to Nellie about this, he either had 9 really large parcels or 11 really large parcels. He turned one of them into a wedding venue, which is, I would think, pretty good business in Hawaii.
God, he's got to be rich beyond belief.
Oh. Yeah.
Did he and little Donnie still talk and get along, or are they?
I don't know. Little Donnie.
On again, off again relationship.
Little Donnie has gone dark ever since that situation with Mark Cuban and the charges. And Not Mark being charged. I want to make that plain. But a member of the Mavericks assaulting his cousin?
Nephew?
Nephew?
Nephew, I think.
Yeah, it was something weird. I can't remember all the details of that.
Well, apparently the Mavericks offered this enormous settlement, and he said no.
Turned it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Do you remember the other odd story? Sorry, I guess I'm not going to get to my drug story. I was just going to ask you if you ever did Kush, by the way.
Did?
Kush. You ever done the drug Kush?
The only Kush I've ever known was Frank Kush, football at Arizona.
Well, it's a drug that they sometimes grind up human bones and put in it.
Delightful.
I don't know what for.
I've never even heard of Kush, and I'm a big drug guy.
Yeah.
Can you mix it with coffee? Does it work like one of those creamers?
I guess you could do it that way, but I think that people usually smoke it.
They smoke crushed bones?
Mark.
Yes.
Who came up with that idea?
Somebody who was on drugs?
I think so.
Okay, the other Donnie thing that you just reminded me of, do you remember the story? And this happened like when he was in studio with us, before it came out in the newspaper. Don Nelson was in studio with us, and we were in break. And he said to us at some point, I just found out I have a daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And he started telling us about it. He goes, this woman contacted me and said, hey, I'm your daughter, and I want to meet you. And it came out in the paper later on. You know, the story was that, it was some woman that he had had a relationship with at some point, and like many years. The girl was like 30.
Yeah.
Now, the daughter was like 30 at the time. I'm making that age up, but she was an adult.
No, you're right. And I think when people hear stories like that, the first thing they think immediately is, shakedown. Mm-hmm. This is some kind of shakedown. And it wasn't.
No.
And they've now established, the last time I heard, a really close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else had that happen? ESPN did a big article about Barry Switzer back in the football season. He had that happen. A woman 25 years old or something came forward and said, "You're my dad." And he said, "I'll be damned. She's right." And he's fully embraced her and, like, taken her in as, you know, his daughter. And they've got, like, a great relationship now.
So that's Don Nelson and Barry Switzer and Jerry now.
Right, Jerry. All. Jerry hasn't quite embraced the daughter.
Yes, he is not embraced.
Has that blood test ever been taken?
The paternity test on that? I don't think so. I think that, I want to say that Jerry, he was ordered to in the court case at some point, but then I think that there was a settlement before that took place.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is very strange. I don't know what kind of, like I said, that just seems like such a fig leaf that Jerry keeps out there as long as he doesn't have the actual confirmation. The deal is basically that he will support her, and as long as he will do everything as if he is her father, just please don't confirm that I'm your father.
Right.
Well, if she were confirmed as a daughter, would she not be in line for the inheritance of the Jones family?
I don't,
part of it?
You know, I don't know how those laws work, but I think that you're allowed to leave your money to whomever you want to. Like, it, I think that those laws only apply when there's no will.
Yes.
That there's a line of succession for an estate.
Well,
but if you're alive and you get to determine what happens to your estate after you die in the disposition of your will, provided that your will is legal and all that.
Remember the stories that Jerry was, well, he's an absentee father, but Jerry seemed to be very, very, very kind to this person. Bought her a
Range Rover
for her 16th birthday and sent her to SMU.
Yep,
right.
So I almost took that as a confirmation, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess she was saying that she wanted to be able to tell people that was her dad. I don't know why that's such a pride point, but
well, she was about to get, as I recall, $1 million. She got $1 million at X year, X year, and X year, and she was going to get $1 million from Jerry, and she said no. What she wanted was Jerry to confirm as her father,
mm-hmm.
and she turned down the $1 million. I'm going to ask you two guys, if you're in the same spot, do you take the $1 million?
No, because I think that she also knew that if she got confirmation, then she could get more than just $1 million.
Oh.
You know, it's the goalpost would move soon after that. She would use the where the goalposts are currently to gain an advantage to then get the goalpost moved to where she wants.
It's the old foot in the door situation.
Foot in the door mm-hmm. situation. Yes, absolutely. So I guess it's possible, Norm, that during your big, wild 1960s and 70s drug-smoking,
yep.
crushed-up human bones-smoking kush days,
push parties.
that you may be approached by an adult child.
She'd be in her 70s now.
Yes. Yes, your small adult child would be in their 70s, but they may approach you and say, you know, Norm, you're my dad, and I'll take, instead of $1 million, I just want you to acknowledge that. Mark all that, by the way. Is there any possibility that you have a child?
I don't believe so.
Some of those wild California nights you had?
When you didn't know who you were sleeping with. You just knew you were sleeping with somebody. And that's all that mattered.
That's a gap in my memory.
See, that's why it's possible.
Have you ever been at a place where an orgy started breaking out?
No.
Why do you answer so disgustedly?
Because I believe that...
It's the time of free love. You're in California.
I believe sex is between two people. It's not between 17.
That sounds pretty judgy to me, Norm. And didn't the Lord say not to judge?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Well, then why are you being judgy about orgies?
I'm just being...
Because he probably also somewhere in there said don't have sex with 17 people at once.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Gordo. Thank you.